Hunter, written by Jack Heath and read by Christopher Ragland. If Charlie Warner wants you dead, first, she steals your shoes. Not in person, she has people all over Houston. One of them is James Tyrell, a pudgy guy with Coke bottle glasses and scar tissue on his arm where the number 88 used to be. A coded white supremacist tattoo. H is the 8th letter of the alphabet. The 88 means Hail Hitler. "I'm no Nazi," I heard him say once, "but if you want to survive Huntsville prison, you gotta pick a team." Tyrell will open your front door with a police-issue lock-release gun and go to your bedroom wearing latex gloves and a hairnet. He'll steal your most expensive pair of shoes, usually black, always shiny, the kinds you might wear to a funeral. He'll take some socks, too, but won't touch anything else on his way out. Two more guys will drive a white van with stolen plates to wherever it is you work. Their names are Jordan Francis and Theo Sericlis. They both have thick necks, square jaws, and crew cuts. Took me a while to tell them apart. Sericlis is the one with the drooping eyelid and the Ramones shirt. He's been working for Warner longer than me. Francis is new. Just moved here from San Jose, California. He's the one who cracks jokes. Even in winter, he wears a wife beater to show off his biceps. He might go to the gym after killing you. Francis will park the van next to the driver's side of your car. Sericlis will open the sliding door on the side of the van and wait. You'll walk out of the office and approach your car. When you go to open the door, Francis will grab you and drag you into the van. It takes seconds. He's had plenty of practice. In San Jose, he worked for one of the Sereno gangs. You won't even have time to scream before Francis shuts the van door. You'll know who they work for. Warner doesn't target bystanders. They're here because you stole from her, or lied to her, or informed on her. Or maybe you didn't pay your tab at one of her businesses. An underground casino, a bordello, a drug den. They'll ask you questions. The first few are a test. They already know the answers. If you lie, Francis will hold you down while Sericlis forces a water bottle into your mouth and pinches your nose shut so it feels like drowning. They do it like that because they're still in the parking lot and there aren't many quiet ways to torture someone. Just when it feels like you're gonna die, Sericlis will take the bottle out. You'll throw up. Then he will ask you some more questions. The real ones. Whatever Warner needs to know. Who have you told? What are their names? Where do they live? Show us the messages.